And now to more stories, including a boost for Norwich Market and an injured motorcyclist lay in the middle of a Norwich road for more than an hour and a half waiting for an ambulance. But first, domestic violence cases see a steep rise.
Alarm bells are ringing as new figures show that reports of domestic violence have almost doubled in Norfolk in 3 years. The news comes the day after graphic details were revealed of how Joe Story terrorised and then beat to death his on-off partner, Kerry McCauley, in Norwich. Story, 27, was jailed for life with a minimum tariff of 24 years after Norwich Crown Court was told that he was the subject of restraining orders against four women and had a long history of domestic violence.
Delays mean the controversial Norwich Northern Distributor Road will not be fully open before Christmas. However, drivers could be using some sections of the £178.5 million road before the year is out if traffic modelling shows that would not heap pressure on the existing roads. And Norwich County Council and its contractors will need to thrash out agreement over how much the delays and design changes have added to the bill. The council and contractors, Balfour Beatty, had hoped the 12.5-mile dual carriageway road stretching from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road could fully be open by the end of the year, 3 months ahead of the initial timetable. But delays and design changes at the eastern end of the road, connected mainly to difficulties in getting the go-ahead from Network Rail for the Rackheath Rail Bridge, mean that looks unlikely. Council bosses are considering opening up the sections of road which are likely to be finished. Tom McCabe, the Executive Director of Community and Environmental Services, said if we'd got the Rackheath Bridge away, then a December opening would have been viable. But we are looking at whether we can open sections of the road which are likely to be finished. We will need to do traffic modelling to see what the effect would be. In September, council bosses admitted the cost of the £178.5 million road could increase by as much as £6.8 million. Mr McCabe said the delays and design changes were likely to increase the figure further. At a meeting, councillors will be given details of the latest figures, but the press and the public will be excluded. Mr McCabe said, "This is the subject of robust commercial discussions between us and Balfour Beatty. It's my job to make the figure as low as possible. The reason we have a below-the-line report is there will be commercially sensitive information in the report, and it's only right that we share that with councillors, but it's important that we protect our position."
A young boy has been praised for his actions after he alerted neighbours to a large shed fire in Thorpe Marriott. The child, who's thought to be aged 11, raised the alarm after spotting smoke pouring from an outbuilding on Felsham Way. Moments later, the shed burst into flames and quickly spread to the side of a neighbouring property. Helen Mason, who was at home with her two children at the time, said it was thanks to the boy that the fire did not spread to her house just metres away. She said that firefighters arrived within 6 minutes and immediately started tackling the blaze. Crews from Earlham and Sprowston attended the scene in Thorpe Marriott, located northwest of Norwich, and used hose reel jets to fight back the flames.
Shoppers are going to be on cloud nine after a raft of new pop-up stalls opened on Norwich Market, selling everything from food to fabrics, glassware to gourmet ingredients. The nine new pop-up stalls will be on the historic market for a month before being swapped for a whole new range. The nine stalls are located towards the back of the market in rows F and G at the Jail Hill end of the market. The scheme will see the nine pop-up stalls change each month.
A herd of cows has been donated to a Norfolk animal sanctuary after their vegetarian farmer found that he couldn't bear to send them to the slaughterhouse. Jay Wild of Bradley Nook Farm in Derbyshire has rehomed 59 of his cows at the Hillside Animal Sanctuary in Frettenham, after experiencing a crisis of conscience that saw him sacrifice the £40,000 that the animals were worth. Mr. Wilde said that it was very difficult to do your best to look after them and then send them to the slaughterhouse. He's keeping the remaining 11 cows to provide fertilizer for his crops. Wendy Valentine, founder of Hillside Animal Sanctuary, described Mr. Wilde's decision as an extremely compassionate gesture. She estimated that the cows are around 8 years old and will likely live for another 10 to 12 years at Hillside. The sanctuary is home to 300 cows, 2,000 horses and 500 sheep and goats.
A motorcyclist who suffered a head injury lay in the middle of a Norwich road for more than an hour and a half, waiting for an ambulance to arrive. The man, who is believed to be in his 30s, came off his red Honda 125cc following a crash with a Volkswagen Golf. Ambulance officers were on the scene at Dereham Road within 10 minutes and began treating him for what was described as a serious head injury. But it took a further 94 minutes for an ambulance to arrive to transport him to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
A former Norwich MP has called on the developers behind plans for Anglia Square to seize the opportunity to create something special to draw tourists to the city. Ian Gibson, Labour MP for Norwich North from 1997 to 2009, has organised a meeting at the shopping complex for a discussion on its future. Dr. Gibson said, "What a chance this is for someone to create something which really makes Norwich stand out, rather than just building some more supermarkets."